up? You are listening to a brand new episode of the Lunchbox Chats. We're your hosts. I'm Laura.
And I'm Esty.
And we welcome you to a brand new episode in a brand new year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy 2024.
We made it.
We did it. We crossed the threshold.
Oh, we sure did.
You guys. We're 1 week into 2024. We're obviously pre-recording this podcast, and I just finally feel like we stepped into the new year. Because let me tell you, the journey from 2023 to 2024 was very Twilight Zone-y.
Still is, girl. We're still going through it.
First of all, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
How does it feel to be another year prettier, wiser, more brilliant, more refined, more elegant, more grown?
Thank you. That's so sweet of you. Honestly, it feels growing pains.
Yes. Even like in your late 30s.
Literally.
It's crazy. It's like you think, you know what I figured out about life? Like just when you think you've seen it, you've heard it, you've grown it. It's like life's like, no, bitch. Like, here you go again.
Yep. Yeah, no, for real. I'm sorry. My lips are so chapped that
Oh my God. Essie, I was literally about to tell you, like, my lips are so dry. Like, I need to go put on some, like, Vaseline.
Yeah, like, literally, how many times have I said that on this conversation with you? I'm so sorry, you guys. I totally agree with you. And it's been, like, it's growing pains, but, like, I don't know how to say it. It's all good. Like, it's not, like... You know, obviously in the moment it's like shitty, but like I'm able to step out of it and like reflect, and it's like beautiful.
Yes. It's like you sit up on the mountaintop and you just are like, okay, I see everything for what it is.
Absolutely.
And it just helps you just grow into, I don't feel like we're even growing into like any other version of ourselves. I kind of feel like we're growing into who we've always been, except we've just been conditioned to be this other person. So it's almost like we're growing back to ourselves, if that makes sense. True self.
No, I get it.
But yeah, girl, my God, what a first week of 2024.
So much has transpired, but you know, we're here. We are podcasting. I'm going to say this. I have missed this so much.
Me too.
I feel like something has been missing in my life. And like, I'm not gonna lie to you guys. Like when we last podcasted, I was like, I need a break. Like
same.
Just because the holidays were coming around, there was so much going on. Like, I was behind on so much shit, and like
you were sick.
I was not. I will say on top of that, my health wasn't great. So like, I was going through it. But let me tell you something. I am, like Laura said at the beginning, we've crossed the threshold, and like I really, really have missed it. And I just feel like something was missing. And like I knew we were podcasting, and I was like, oh my God, I'm so excited for the new year, the new episode, like the first one of the new year. And I'm like jotting down ideas and topics I'm just like, okay, I'm back on my bullshit. I like it.
I love it. I too have missed it, because there's nothing like shooting the shit every week. And also like I felt like very out of like the loop of what's going on in life. Like
literally I was telling her what was happening. She's like, really?
I'm like, wait, when did this happen? And it's like I didn't realize how much podcasting keeps me in 2024 now, like in terms of like what's going on in the world, like what are people thinking. It just keeps me in the conversation,
right?
And like, yeah, I miss it too. I'm happy to be back, and I'm happy that it's a new year, fresh start. I mean, we have some fun things coming up. Me and Essie saw each other today, which was so fun.
Yes.
We were celebrating my cousin Rosemary's bridal shower. Shout out to Rosemary, who looked like a fucking goddess.
Hey, Ro.
What up? So it's always a good time when we come together to like celebrate somebody we love. And yeah, I'm happy that at the end of this first week, that's why I feel like today's like the new year, because it's almost like we saw each other, we're starting a podcast, like it's just finally the fresh start I've needed for sure.
Oh, that's good. That was really nicely said.
Yeah. Are we even going to talk about our New Year's Eve or we're good?
I think we're good.
We're good. We're, you know what? I'm leaving that behind.
I turned into
the devil.
Yeah, Lord, we're good. That was last year. We're on to the new year.
We're on to the new year. We're on to new things. Do you have any resolutions?
I was dreading that you weren't going to ask me that, because I'm like, are we going to be those people on every fucking podcast or talking about it? We're those people. What's my resolution? Can you come back to me at the end of the episode?
I'll come back to you.
Can I ask you what yours is?
Yes. And my resolution, we've talked, of course, me and Essie had an entire 3-hour literal conversation before this. And I don't want to take things personally anymore. And I want to just separate myself from all the bullshit that goes on in my own head, all the bullshit that goes on around me. And like, I've been so fused into everything in like throughout my entire life, and I just take everything so personally because I put so much of myself into everything, and I just want this new year, just like going on into the rest of my life, to just be like, you know what, like this has nothing to do with me, and I'm just gonna just keep on my track, keep on my road, just keep going. And I just want myself to thrive. I want everybody to thrive. And I want to learn how to just not take things personally anymore and kind of just keep moving forward. And I want to step into my feminine energy.
Okay.
And what that means is I want to learn how to receive, because that goes into our also 3-hour conversation where like, I feel like I'm very go, do, like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And it's just like, no, I'm just going to take a step back and I'm just going to receive all the goodness that God and the universe has for me. And, you know, with people, with work, with projects, and just like be in the energy of if it's for me, it's for me. And if it's not, it's not. And like be at ease with all of it.
All right. I love it.
Yes, girl. All about the feminine energy in 2024.
Well, I'm glad our therapy session got through to you.
It did. And I just want to look pretty all the time.
You look beautiful today.
Thanks. So did you. I really loved your dress.
Thank you so much. I was feeling myself.
Yes, as you should.
Thank you. Okay, so I have my answer now. I was going to say end of the episode, but the end of the episode is grateful section. I don't want to combine them.
Yeah.
So I want to be very, very transparent here, as I always am. And also, if you guys listened to the very last couple of episodes before we went on our little hiatus, you will notice and hear my decline on every episode. It was very, very obvious that I was not well. I want to say that I was not well. I was obviously really sick and all this other shit was going on. And, I got in my head at the very, very end where I just said this 5 minutes ago, like the holidays were like stressing me out too. And like, I don't talk about this enough and I want to go into the new year and share this with our chatters. Laura knows this about me. So I guess we're doing this now, is that like, I've always had this stigma of my weight. And I have been really, really cognizant of my health lately. Obviously I got sick, but like before that I had gone to the doctors and there was something that was like off in my blood work, and I've been really, really, really hyper focused on it. And I worked my ass off to make sure when I went back in 3 months to get it checked that it came back in better range. And it did. And just to like make sure I'm in the clear, she wants me back in the office in 2 more months. And I know that I'm capable of like working my ass off to like be healthy. And I've been doing that. And I was really in my head over the holidays, because like I, as you guys, I talk about it openly here, is that like I love sweets, I love overindulging, and like food has always been something that I've leaned on, and I use it for, as an excuse, and I'm being very honest, like I've always used it as an excuse. I've never used it as like it's like it's them, it's food against me. No, like I obviously pick and choose what I input into my body. And I was aware that like my holidays are coming, my birthday's coming, like I'm gonna overindulge. And I went, and this is the first time in my, it was then, so 38, I'm now 39, in my 38 years that I went into that knowing that I was going to gain like some weight because it's the holidays and my birthday, you know what I mean? And like, I never went into that ever. And I'm like getting so emotional. Like I never went into that ever with that. I've always made excuses. Like, no, it's okay. It's the winter. Like everyone gains weight. Like I'll be good in the spring. Like I'll be back to myself in the summer and blah, 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 and all that shit. And like, I allowed myself and I promised myself, I'm going to give myself this amount of time and this, and that's it. And like, now I'm back on my bullshit. And I'm like, so proud that I did that. Cause it's literally the first time in 38 years that I was able to do that. And like, I'm back on my bullshit. And like, so to wrap this all up is like, my resolution for this year is that like, to do the exact same thing I did as far as my health, like to make it my number one priority, because it shouldn't take a doctor to tell me, like, cause I did this already with my head. Like, and I promised myself I'd never do that again. Like, they're like, Essie, you got to get your shit together.
I love that. Do you feel it's because like you're learning how to like really love yourself?
Yes. Yes. Thank you for saying that. And at the end of the day, that's what it is. I've never done that before in my entire life. And like, I'm sorry, I'm like crying. Like I've never done that. And like, it's real. It's just like something that I've worked so hard on, and I'm just really, it's something that I never thought I could do. Cause I always made excuses and I always relied on other people. And for the first time ever, I'm like, it's myself, you know?
Yeah. Aww. Yeah. I'm so proud of it. That's like such a good moment with self where you're like, it's almost like, no, I'm worthy of taking care of myself.
Yeah.
And like, I'm going to stop. Like I'm going to show up for myself the way I deserve to show up for myself.
Absolutely.
That's a great fucking resolution.
Thank you. Yeah, I was thinking about it. I'm like, am I really gonna start off the first episode of the new year like this? But you know, like I literally have nothing to hide. You guys know I'm an open book. Like I don't give a fuck. Like it's and like I went back over break and I was listening to like November and December's episodes. Not like from start to finish, but I'm just like on a rapid decline, and I'm just like, oh my god, like it was not okay, but like. You know, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Like, it's the truth. And, like, I was so overly anxious of, like, the holidays. I'm like, I'm going to gain it all back. I'm going to, you know. And, like, I did. But I'm not, I mean, I did, but I didn't gain it all. You know what I mean? Like, it's okay. And, like, I'm back on my bullshit. And, like, I already see it different. You know what I mean? I feel it different. So, like, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah.
It's like, you're like, no, today's a new day.
Yeah.
And I'm going to just keep it moving forward.
Right.
And like, I feel like that's the energy of 2024. Like, keep it moving fucking forward. Like, yeah, we're going to fuck up. We're going to do shit. And you know what? There's no more guilting. There's no more of this, like, you know, kind of putting ourselves in the fucking cross anymore. Like, we did it. Going to move forward, fix it, or be somebody else, and that's it. Like that's really all life is. You just gotta keep it moving, and that's it. That's our episode.
Can you imagine?
That's a whole lot in the first 15 minutes, but yeah. We hope you chatters had an amazing holiday season, had an amazing time bringing in the new year. And if you didn't, it's okay, because the new year starts now with this new episode of the Lunchbox Chat. So happy new year, everyone.
That was a good, like, full circle moment. Holy shit.
I mean, that's what happens when I'm, oh my God, you guys, I'm on 75 hard phase one.
Oh, like, yeah. How did you not tell the world that yet?
Oh my God. And honestly, it's the best thing I've ever done. Obviously, you guys know I was on 75 hard. I finished October 19th. And there's like phase one, phase two, phase three after it. And I was waiting because I too wanted to like and just be with the holiday and kind of just see what habits stick and what habits don't. And a lot of habits like did stick, but obviously like you fall off the program. But that's the whole point, to see like what old behaviors are so ingrained in you that like, you know, you kind of just need to keep building that muscle. So January 1st, me and my sister decided, and two of my friends, like, we started this whole like 75 hard again. So me and my sister in phase one. And can I just tell you, I think that's what's really catapulted me into this, like, just feeling better. Like, I think this program's just going to be like the rest of my life. I mean, obviously, like, I'll have the little breaks in between, but there's just something about it where I just feel so clear, so focused, so on, so present that I'm like, I love feeling this way. So I'm on it for the next 30 days. I take a 5-minute cold shower every day in the dead of fucking winter. And can I tell you, I cried last night taking it.
Yeah, you're fucking crazy.
It's wild. Have you ever taken a cold shower?
Yeah. No, I don't, like, willingly, no. But I do, at the end of my shower, make it cold and then get out.
It is, we have to do a 5-minute cold shower.
Yeah, no, Laura, it's like eight, it's been, I don't know about in the city, but like this past week in New Jersey, it's been like, I don't know, 18 degrees outside. It's like really, really fucking cold. And like,
yeah.
So it's harder for me in the winter to like finish a shower with cold water, but like, I thought you knew this, like, I have to take hot showers. It could be like 100 degrees outside, I still have to take hot showers. I mean, I'll cool off and then like I'll put it back to heat. I don't know why. Like, another thing too, I have to ask my doctor this because this is not normal. Like, I don't know what my phone is listening to my like my fucking subconscious or whatever, but like, I'm sorry, subconscious, is that like, you know how they say like when you're go to sleep in like cold rooms or something?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's like the best. I physically cannot do that.
Really?
Like, it keeps me up at night, like, knowing that. Like, I cannot, I have to go turn the heat way, way high up. I have to, like, put layers on. I have to put blankets on. I can't. Like, I don't know how people do that. So, like, what I did, instead of, like, you know, not sleeping at night, I just, after I get out of the shower, I take, like, literally, like, make it really, really cold, and then I get out of the shower.
Interesting. So, they say, when you have a dysregulated nervous system, you should not like be in the cold because it really fucks up your entire system. Yeah, like, it's not good for you.
It's me.
Yeah. And like, I've never really taken any type of cold shower, so I didn't know about any of that. And this cold shower, sitting under a cold fucking water. First of all, we have a skylight in our bathroom, which kind of brings in this draft. So it's already cold in there. But the other last night when I got into it, I was freezing cold. But it's like you have to breathe through it. And you get into such like an uncomfortable state. But like staying in it when you don't want to stay in it, it fucks with your mind. And I guess like that's the whole point of it, because it's like you have to learn how to kind of breathe through these difficult moments that like life throws at you. I mean, I have to do this for 30 days and I'm on day 6, and it's probably the hardest fucking thing on the list, but I can see why this is like put into the program, because it's just like next level like mindset. But we'll see.
We shall see. 5 minutes is long, Laura.
Girl, I literally like, I wait for that. Oh, because I put an alarm on my phone, timer.
Yeah,
I
would too.
I pray. I'm like, when is this fucking alarm going? But it's also teaching me how, I know this is like fucking crazy and I'm really going deep into it, it's teaching me how to like sit with myself in like, because you know me, especially at like, I don't like to sit in like the discomfort of my emotions. Like, I've definitely been the kind of person to kind of just like ignore it over the last few years, a little different, but this is like teaching me to sit with all the shit my brain is telling me and still do the thing. And it's the most wild experience of my life. So that's that. I'm on 75 hard phase one. Perfect. I will let you guys know. I still have to do another workout, by the way.
And like, you guys, when she told me this, of course, like, I'm like, I got offended. I'm like, you do this like on the week of my birthday when like we're supposed to be like partying,
celebrating,
you know? Like, okay, cool, fuck me. Awesome.
Sorry.
No, but I just said like, I'm like, when you first told me, but then like I realized how important it is to you, and I'm like, no, bitch, go do you. Like, you know what I mean? And today when I saw you, like, you really, really wanted a beverage. I'm like, no, bitch. Nope.
I did. I wanted a beverage. And I'm like, you know what? No, I can't have a beverage. So I just drank water and ginger ale.
I don't blame you. I know how badly you needed one, but.
Yeah.
It is. But anyway, so while we've been away, we got our first snowstorm of the year. And it's January. And I'm like a little butthurt about it because like, we were saying this earlier too, like usually, not last year because it didn't fucking snow at all. Well, we did, but not really. But like, you know, we usually used to get snow in like November.
Yeah.
December. Like now we finally have it. And I'm just like, why couldn't I do this for Christmas? Like, why couldn't we have like a white Christmas?
Yeah, that would be nice.
You know, like, and I listen, I'm loving it. I love, love, love this. Like, we finally are getting it. But like, I don't know. It's been cold. It's snowing. The world, like, literally Hollywood is, like, going apeshit. Like, we have so much to talk about. And I'm here for all of it.
I'm here. Do you want to get into it?
Yeah. So, first and foremost.
This is nuts.
Okay. So, Laura and I have different views on this. And that's fine. That's part of, you know, this. But, like, so, I'm talking about Gypsy Rose Blanche. She was released from prison literally this past week, and I'm here for it.
And while I'm like, I just don't think murder, at the end of the day, listen, what happened to her is fucked up is an understatement. Like, there's no words for what happened to this woman. Was she justified in her feelings towards her mother? Absolutely. What I don't agree with is the whole murder. I don't condone killing. I don't condone murder. I think she lived a really, really, really fucked up life. I think her mother's a really fucked up person. I could understand wanting to murder her mother and, you know, do all the things. I understand it, but I don't condone the actual act of murder. Like, at the end of the day, like, you killed someone, you know? Mm-hmm. And I guess, like, I'm not taking away the reason of why she killed her, because I understand that, but, like, I don't know. I just, like, at the end of the day, like, you killed someone. But you know what? She went away and she did her time.
Yeah.
And now she's out and she's thriving. And you know what? I really love her interviews.
So I want to, who do you think is going to be the first person to sit down with her and have the interview? In your opinion, because I have two candidates. Who do you think?
Oh my God, that's such a good question. Oh my God, I don't know.
Can I share?
Yeah, please.
Oprah?
Yes.
Or Alex Cooper?
I think it's going to be Oprah.
Can you imagine?
I think it's going to be Oprah. I think Oprah is definitely going to be the one.
So there's been some like drama since her release. Mm-hmm. And I don't think you know about it, Laura. So I need to share because I literally screenshot it, but I won't switch over because I don't want to lose the episode, but I will switch over after I say this. So, her boyfriend at the time when she committed the crime also got incarcerated. I don't know the timeline here, but at some point her and her boyfriend broke up and Gypsy got married to her now husband while she was incarcerated.
Okay.
Whose name is Ryan.
Was he in jail?
No. The boyfriend when she committed the crime is still in jail doing time.
What is the boyfriend in jail for?
Helping her kill her mother.
So he's still in jail?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I don't know why. I'm sorry. Because you're the way Laura's.
Because this, I don't understand.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. I get it. I get. Hold up. Fast forward. So they break up again. I don't know the timeline. I'm sure when we get this interview, we'll have like a whole fucking tell all. Like, I cannot wait to hear the logistics of it all. But at some point, her and the boyfriend break up in jail. And then she, I don't know how in God's name she meets this man who's not in jail, he's outside of jail, Ryan, like his name is Ryan, and she gets married while in jail.
Is he, was he like a fan?
I'm going to go ahead and say yes.
And also, like, okay. Okay, I'm going to sound really just dumb and ignorant right now, right? But it's because I really don't know how our systems work. Mm. How are you in jail for committing a murder, communicating with somebody who's also in jail committing a murder? Like, are you writing letters?
Wait, Ryan isn't in jail for committing murder.
No, that's no, her boyfriend.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, him. Oh, I don't know.
Like,
I,
how do you, like, how do you break up in jail?
I was just going to say, I want to know how they broke up.
Yeah, like, it has to be letter writing.
And how do you tell your then boyfriend who helped you kill your mother, say, I'm getting married to Ryan?
Wow, wow.
And, like, did Gypsy and Ryan have conjugal visits?
Is that a thing?
Of course it's a thing.
Like, what do they do? They have, like, a room?
Yeah, right. Yes, yes. Of course. No, I don't know, Laura. It's not like they're in two separate rooms. A conjugal visit. That's the point of it.
I thought that was just, like, a made-up thing. Where no. It's, like, mobsters got that because they, like, paid somebody.
No, bitch. That's, like, a thing.
Wow.
Yeah, but anyway, so, wait. So, like, the thing that was happening, like, it was drama this week. This poor girl just gets out. And, like, there's drama. Hold on. So, I'm switching over. I'm sorry if, the audio is going to be trash. So, apparently, like, people were coming after Ryan. Oh, by the way, his name is Ryan Anderson, if anyone gives a shit. So, coming after him on social media. And Gypsy, like, defends him. Can I just please read you what she says on his behalf?
Yes.
Okay. Gypsy, then. Laura, how many followers do you say that she has?
7.5 million.
Okay. We don't
Gypsy,
even
who's a Leo, Aquarius moon. She was born on a full moon.
Okay. Anyway, we don't have a quarter of that. And we've been podcasting for 40 years. I just want to put that out there. She says, Ryan, don't listen to the haters. I love you. And you love me. We do not owe anyone anything. Our family is who matters. If you get likes and good comments, great. If you get hate, then whatever, because they don't matter. I love you. Besides, they are jealous because you are rocking my world every night. Yeah, I said it. The D is fire. Happy wife, happy life.
Okay, girl. She's definitely in her feminine energy.
I mean, there's a fire emoji. There's a heart emoji. Like, you have been in prison. How do you know what is, like, fire, the D? How do you know this?
Can I just say, when I was listening to an interview with her, they're like, you know, how did you attract, like, such a nice guy like Ryan? She goes, because I'm a queen. And when you're a queen, you just attract your king. And I'm just like, that is literally my mantra for 2024. How did you become a millionaire? Because I'm a queen. And queens attract millions.
I love that. I see. Okay, I don't know what the fuck interview you're watching. I was watching an interview, and they were like, I hear you're a Taylor Swift fan. She's like, oh my God, yeah, I'm in my era's era. And I'm like, how the fuck does this bitch know what era means? Like, I'm in my healing era, and this bitch is like, I'm in my era's era. And I'm like, you've been incarcerated. I just don't understand how, like, Laura, if she comes out saying Riz and Chugi, that's it. Like,
can I just say Gypsy Rose is more part of the pop culture conversation than I am? Yeah, and we have a podcast.
Yeah, it's just like...
But she's a queen.
Yeah, she's a queen. I mean, good for her. I can't... I need to know. I have a lot of questions. You know, I do.
I have so... I can't wait for her tell-all to come out. Because... And I hope whoever... I kind of hope it's not Oprah. Like, I do hope that it's somebody more cheeky who's gonna, like, ask her, like, how did you have conversations and break up with your ex-boyfriend? Like, I need somebody who's gonna, like, we need a millennial or Gen Z interviewer, you know?
I really think it's gonna be Alex Cooper, aka Caller Daddy. And I have a question. This is a stupid question.
You know, I think it might be called, I might be Alex. I hope it is, because she'll ask the right questions.
Again, this is a very dumb question. Now, does Alex pay them?
Yes.
Now, how does she get paid? Because we're like subscribing, viewing, all that shit.
Exactly. Her sponsorships, but, like, her advertisement.
How does she have the money to get Gypsy?
Because she's making a shit ton of money from her sponsors and her advertisers.
Wow. Good for her. I just was like, if she lands Gypsy.
Yeah. It's imagine like being an advertiser on the Gypsy Rose, like Alex Cooper, if they were to have it, like podcast. Oh. Because you know how many people are going to be, if Gypsy Rose alone has 7.5 million listeners, imagine getting an advertising spot. Like, it's better than the Super Bowl. It's like people are paying Alex to advertise in that spot. So this way she can pay Gypsy.
That's a good way. That's a good point. I didn't think about it like that. I just was like, God damn, yo. Like, how do you land these people? Like, it's wild. Wild. Like, she must offer, like, a good penny. Like, a good penny for these people. Like, I'm just thinking, because my sister got me onto her. And, like, I'm just thinking of, like, the people she had in this year alone. Like, the money that this girl had to shell out to get these people on. Like, wow.
Yeah, and also, like, just to even get on her podcast, I feel like, you know, she has such a big reach. Like, that alone in itself is probably negotiated in the deal.
Yeah, and you know, but just coming out with a podcast, you know that, right?
Oh, my God.
I don't think it's going to come out yet, but I'm just saying how it's in the 1 week that she's been out. Not even. It hasn't even been a full week yet that what she's accomplished in 5 days, like, you know she's getting a podcast deal.
I'm here for her confidence levels. I'm here for her self-worth levels. I mean, good for her.
Who else good I'm also her. Proud of is Miss Lisa Vanderpump.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited for this.
You guys, if you haven't seen it, please go check out the trailer. It's called Vanderpump Villa. However, little drama news, it's not on Bravo. She is on Hulu. It's the trailer dropped. It's supposedly coming this spring, and it's in Air de France. It's in a villa in France, and I here for it. I love it. It's sexy, it's hot, it's drama, it's everything, and it's fucking in France. Like, where do you go wrong?
So is it going to be like a completely new cast?
Yes,
it's like the real world but Vanderpump Villa.
So it's, I guess, her villa in France, which I did not know she has, but she does. And she has, like, people coming. And I, you know, I don't know who these people are. I didn't even know that she had this there. But one of the clips, it was, like, some fucking prince or something, or some guy, some heiress or whatever. And, like, her staff is, like, has to, you know, host them and shit. Like, you know, fluff the pillows. Pour them champagne, all this shit, but there's drama. Like, who's hooking up with who? Who's cheating on who? It's like drama, drama, drama. There's this one guy, Laura, watch it. He is sexy.
Oh, I love LVP. She just is crushing life.
Yeah, but I'm wondering what happened. Why on Hulu? Like, what did she have a falling out with Andy? Like, I'm shook. Like, why? Your Vanderpump is thriving on Bravo. Like, I don't know. Unless Hulu offered her a penny, she couldn't resist, you know?
Probably. And it's good to, like, capitalize on different networks.
That's true. That's true. I just thought, like, you know, you have a gold mine with Bravo. Why not stick with something you know is going to work, you know?
I think it's also, like, Hulu, again, like, brings in a different kind of reach, too, that maybe you won't find on Bravo. So it's, like, a different, like, clientele almost.
Maybe.
And it'll probably, like, link back to Vanderpump Rules. I cannot wait for Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah,
I think everybody's, like, so – can you believe this time, like, around this time last year, Tom and Rachel were doing their thing?
Yep, fuckers.
Like, what a difference a year makes.
Oh, speaking of which, I didn't tell you, but the day before? You guys know, like, I love Lala, but she had posted – on her story, and Lala is not really, like, tech savvy, like, and she's like me, like, where, you know, it's more, that's more of Laura's thing, not me, but, like, so she had posted a story on her Instagram, but she just, like, it was like a words thing. She said, "I am disgusted by my castmate, how they could post pictures with caged animals. You guys know, my real fans know how I feel about this. I do not align with this, blah, 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 blah. And like, I'm a psychopath. So I went to Sheena, I went to Brock, I went to Kristen, I went to James, I went to Schwartz, and then I went to Sandoval. And that's who she was talking about. And then, of course, later on, it came out that's who she was talking about. It was Sandoval. I don't know where he is, but he's there with
the other Rachel.
Schwartz. And I think there's somebody, like, there's another, like, they're doing something there. I want to say it's James. I could be wrong. Someone else is there. But he took a picture with a fucking tiger in the cage, like a dumb fuck that he is.
Oh my God. And Tom Lala is going to get canceled again.
And Lala is not here for us. So, ooh, hoo, hoo.
Oh my God. Speaking of, guess who was at Encore in Boston last weekend?
Who?
James Kennedy.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yes. Thomas's cousin, like, posted a video. And I was like, wait, I know this club. Yes. Like, this looks so familiar.
We were there.
And then, like, on the next slide, she posted, like, Encore. And then, like, you see James Kennedy. Like, you know how, like, the DJ, but then that, like, screen in the back?
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, his whole, like, name lit up. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. I was like, oh, my God. And, of course, like, she's a Leo. So, I'm like, he's a Leo. Like, Leo energy. And she's like, he was really good.
Of course.
I'm like, yo, we gotta, like, check out this Encore in Boston more often.
Literally. If I had known that, I would have taken the train for that. I wouldn't give a shit.
I would have, too. We could have Amtraked our way over there.
Literally. I would have made, like, a little, like, a couple days out of that. That would, I mean, now that we know exactly where we gotta go, what we gotta do, yeah.
Honestly, we should look into it because, and for, I really like that club. Like, there's something about it, like, the layout of it. It doesn't get, like, too crazy crowded. And, like, they have really good lineups.
Yeah. And, no, they were very, very self-aware of the crowd. Where some people just want the money to jam-pack you. They're not like that. I did enjoy that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was just like, oh, my God. I have to, like, tell Essie this.
Oh, yeah. I'm actually writing something down because I'm going to tell you. I have to tell you after this.
Yes. So speaking of men, Jeremy Allen White, who is who on Shameless?
Oh, my God. Lint. Lip. Lint. Who's what? Who the fuck is named Lint? Lip.
Lip on Shameless. He is the new face of Calvin Klein.
Oh, he's looking good.
And everyone is going wild over it.
I think he looks good. You don't think he looks good?
I think he looks great. Yeah. I just wonder, like, what is the workout regimen for something like this? Like, you have to, like, really, I mean, if like, swim, what is it? Sports Illustrated calls us tomorrow and is like, we want you to be on the cover.
Where?
I'm just laughing.
Yeah, because you'll be on the cover. I'll be on the section for plus size. And that's fine. I'm embracing it. I'm not, like, upset about it. But, like.
No, but I'm saying, like, what kind of workout would we have to do? Do you think, like, we'd go on and kind of just pull. I mean, Martha Stewart looked fucking. I was about to say pull a Martha, but she looked fucking phenomenal. Like, do you think we just go on as ourselves?
They would need a lot of Photoshop and editing for me.
It's like, at the end of the day, nobody's gonna know it's us. But, like, yeah, his abs, he literally has, like, a 42 pack. It's insane.
Yeah, he's a good egg. And Rosalia must. She must be loving that.
I mean, it's so interesting that they're dating.
No, you know, there is something here, and I hope that someone does, like, a deep sea dive on TikTok, the app that I do not have, and I will not go down this rabbit hole. It's like, I just want to know, like, dates. I need to know, like, he was married to his high school sweetheart for such and such a date. They went to, like, he got some fucking award. She was there as his date. And literally, it seemed to me, like, a week or two later, they're filing for divorce. And then a week or two later, he's with Rosalia. Like, the timeline, the math ain't mathing.
It doesn't sink.
No.
I don't know. I don't know. But, like,
and it's, they're cordial and everyone's happy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's, which is great. But so was this, like, there's something, nothing, it doesn't make sense.
You know, I will say something about, like, the new 2020s. I'm finding that, like, when people split up, it's a lot more cordial. Do you remember when we were, like, I don't know, 18, 21. Like, if there was a split up, it was bad. Like, it would be, like, crazy, psychotic shit. But I feel like more and more people are splitting up, and it's just, like, this, like, mutual, okay, like, we're just separating. We're going our separate ways, other than, obviously, Vanderpump Rules.
You don't remember, like, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie's divorce that lasted, like, it's still going on for custody and shit?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it used to be crazy. And nowadays, I feel like we've just, like, or at least, hopefully, we're, like, maturing as a collective. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, and that just goes to shit with what I'm about to say in our next and last hot topic of the week.
Yeah.
Going back to Vanderpump Rules, Ariana is suing Tom Sandoval to force sale of their home.
You know,
good for you, bitch.
Yeah, here's the thing. Like, I don't need to understand the dynamics. I'm trying to understand that the house symbolizes something for both of them. Obviously, that's why they're not going their separate ways. And I think in this season, we're going to find out more about that. Mm. But I think at some point, enough is enough. Like, she's also going to be living by you, Laura. She's going to be the fucking main character in the show. Like, you and being bi-coastal isn't like easy, you know what I mean? And pretty in the summer's right around the corner, they'll be filming again. Like, so she's got to bang out these couple of next months, and who knows, what if she gets picked up again to be on Broadway?
Exactly, she might just become a New Yorker. She might love it so much,
right? That's what I'm saying. Like, she's probably like, let's get this over with. Like, I want it, you know, like, I think enough is enough.
Yeah, exactly. And it's fucking time. Like, let's move on. 2024, we're moving forward. Like, let's get rid of this house. Like nobody wants to live with their ex-boyfriend who's cheated on them with their best friend.
Literally.
Oh, my gosh. Essie is the meet for tonight.
Right. You know nothing about it.
Literally nothing. See, I mean, some things just still remain the same.
Clearly. So, did this come to me? Yes, this did come to me. I'm trying to think of how. Yeah. So I was scrolling on Instagram as I usually do. And I love like these little like nitbit stuff that pop up. And I'm like, you know what? Let me screenshot this and let me talk to Laura about it. It's something like I just did not know this was. I just didn't know. So pretty much what I'm trying to say is that I want to ask you, Laura, what you think the top 5 attractive states are.
So are we talking like the most attractive people or like the shape of the state?
No. Laura, I just want to make this very clear to everyone in the whole world, since we're global, is that when someone asks them a question, their response is not what you just said to them. I just wanted you to know that, okay?
I just need to know, like, what kind of attraction are we looking at?
I'm going to go and say, like, people.
Okay. This is fucked up.
God.
Well, I'm obviously going to say New York is number 1 because, 1, I live in it. And 2, I feel like New York has such like a diverse culture of people that like you just get everyone. And it's like this gorgeous melting pot of hotness.
Are you done?
No. I'm done. New York number 1. Bam.
Is that your final answer?
It's my final and only answer.
New York is number 5.
Wow. That hurt a little.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm here to always bring you back to reality.
Damn. Number 5? Yeah. Tell me California is number 1.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
California is number 3.
Okay, Florida, number 4.
Florida did not make this list.
Oh my god.
It's number 7 if you wanted to know.
Okay, wow. I'm the most attractive people. I mean, is Jersey on the list?
I need you to put it in a number.
I'm going to put Jersey as number 4.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
New Jersey is the number 1, bitch.
No.
It sure is.
Who made this list?
Yeah, fuck off.
You know what? I'm going to be proud of that because you know who lives in New Jersey?
Me.
Yes, and mostly Italian.
Such a fucking bitch. Oh, my God.
Wow, New Jersey's number one?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wow. Okay. I'm shocked.
Yeah, I can tell.
I am. I'm shocked. You know why? Not for nothing, but just because, like, obviously Jersey has, like, the Jersey Shore. It has, like, all this, like, reputation. And then, like, people go and they, like, make so much fun of it. So I would never think that, like, people would rank it number one.
Because we're beautiful.
Wait. Oh, my God. Okay. Wow. Wow. All right, so I have number two and then number four.
Mm-hmm. Well, you did number seven. I could give you the – you could if you want to do all 10, but I was just doing top 10. But go for top five. But go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to say number two is Texas.
Final answer.
Yeah.
Texas is number six.
Okay. I'm getting them on the list. I'm getting a top 10. I'm going to go with then Nashville is number four.
No.
Oh, states. So that means it's Tennessee.
I wasn't going to offend you, but no.
And so, no, Tennessee's not even on the list. No. I'm going to say Washington.
What number?
Is number two.
No, it didn't even make the list.
Arizona, number four.
Number eight is Arizona.
Okay. I'm then going to say Connecticut is number four.
No.
Did it make the list?
Did not make the list.
Okay, I'm going to guess one more. Oh, wait, no. I'm going to guess a couple more. Yeah. How about Georgia, number two?
Did not make the list. You have 2, 4, 9, and 10, bitch.
South Carolina, number four.
Number 10.
Okay. Wow, that's fucked up. East Coast is doing really well, though. I'm going to go with...
Number 4 and number 9 are on the East Coast. Number 2, you're not going to get it.
Okay. I'm going to say... Oh, my God. On the East Coast. Did I say North Carolina?
That's number 9.
All right. All right. And then I'm going to go with Vermont.
No.
Maine.
No.
What?
No.
Massachusetts.
There you go. Number 4.
Yeah. Duh. We were just talking about Encore.
Yeah.
And then number 2 most attractive state in the U.S. is Wisconsin.
Definitely not.
Oh my God. Utah?
No. I thought I was I didn't understand why that wasn't on this.
Oh, list. Alabama.
No, I thought so too. Because if you look at Miss America, Alabama has won many.
Exactly.
Many times. That was my guess too. When I saw the list, I'm like, dang. Do you want me to just tell you what number 2 is? I feel like we're gonna be here all day.
Idaho.
No.
Okay, I'm going to guess one more and then that's it. Louisiana.
No.
Okay, what is it?
Hawaii.
Oh my God, I always forget about Hawaii.
Yeah, same. That's why I said you're not going to get it.
Okay. Wow.
Right?
I wonder, like, what are the rankings? Who's voting? Like, I need to know more details of this, so you have to send it to me.
Oh my God. Okay.
I love this. This was a great first meet.
You're welcome. I try hard here.
I love it. Essie, what are you grateful for this week?
Oh my God. Talk about indulging. Like, circle back to the beginning of this episode. You guys, gingerbread cookies are the best fucking cookies. Come at me.
I don't think I've ever had a gingerbread cookie.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever eaten a gingerbread cookie.
Have you ever had a gingerbread beverage from Starbucks?
No.
Laura, that's enough.
Is it too late?
No, not at all.
Okay, I'm going to go and get one.
Yeah, oh my God. I'm super beyond grateful for gingerbread cookies for this holiday season. Loved it. I look forward to it every year. And on the side, I have a nice glass of eggnog.
Oh, sounds delicious.
What are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for my cousin Rosemary, whose bridal shower we celebrated today. Oh my God, this girl is literally, you guys don't know her, but if I can like explain her, she's like white light, like the purest soul, the nicest soul, the most caring person for humanity ever. She does so much good work in the world. She works in the ER, like saving lives literally on an everyday basis. And I was just so happy to stand by her side today and to stand by her side on her wedding day and to just literally watch all of her dreams come true. And I am so grateful to know her, to love her, to have her as my family and as one of my closest friends. So I'm grateful for Ro.
Love you, girl.
Yes. Esty, tell our chatters for the first time in 2024 where they can find us.
iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, Think Radio, Public, Breaker, Overcast. Please head over to our Instagram page at Lunchbox Chats, as well as our Facebook page, The Lunchbox Chats, where, as always, you can rate, review, and subscribe.
And until next time.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.